This week's Talon Mark's Campus News Hour brings attention to the new legislation passed forth to curb the illegal selling of student notes to websites catering to would-be students that do not attend class and still make the grade. Online editor Patrick Dolly speaks for the entire Talon Mark staff on this issue.
Hello, this is online editor Patrick Dolly, and this is this week's Campus News Hour editorial. In the spirit of goodwill and for the sake of the goal of commencement, study groups have been encouraged by some administrations in several different classes, which involve the sharing of notes taken in class. This innocent tool of learning and sharing information has been blemished by the selfish and egotistical act of selling one's notes taken in class to websites that are intended for folks that do not show up to class for whatever reason. This less than noble form of study has forced the hand of administrations to once again micromanage the whole lot of us because of the stupid selfishness of just a few misguided, enterprising idiots. In order to deter the selling of notes from student to student, some administrations from both UC and California State University campuses strictly prohibit the selling and, in some cases, even the sharing of notes taken in class, which would now be considered a copyright infringement issue. That is to say, the students do not have any right over any of the material gathered in class. This is the problem. The majority of students do not publish study notes for the sake of making a profit with material and information that did not come directly from themselves. The intent and purpose of this ordinance speaks clearly to those who want to have an education, but do not wish to put in all the necessary time and effort to accomplish that goal. To pass a class with somebody else's notes is like making a purchase with stolen money. And what would be the purpose of passing a test by answering questions one has never studied and giving correct answers that one does not even understand? That is not the purpose of school, studying, or an education. There is an old expression stating, clever people are seldom intelligent. In this case, a truer statement could not be said. If you want a degree in any given subject, you'll have to earn it on your own. If you don't have the time, patience, drive, or the will to earn a degree without buying notes someone else has written, then you don't deserve it. This is a universal law of cause and effect. The problem with this ordinance is not the goal it is trying to achieve. Asking people not to quasi-cheat is not unreasonable. Creating a learning environment that assures a purity in study with integrity of self, accomplishment should be the standard. For Campus News Hour, this is online editor Patrick Dolly reporting.